thing you want to do is win. So I think that's our focus, trying to put everything we have into this game. Towards the end of the season, each game matters. So we got to just take it one game at a time and try to go out there and get a win in Houston.
There are not many guys in this league that can take the top off the defense. DeAndre Hopkins can. And noticeably, he can. How do you make sure that he doesn't do that against you guys?
It's gonna be, you know, just trying to compete with him. I think the tough thing about him is a good amount of time he's covered, and I mean that's when you see the top 10 one-handed catches go up and catch the ball over a guy. So we just gotta go out there and compete. You know, it's no magic way you can go out there and stop him. I think that's why you see him making plays. You know, teams aren't out there, you know, not paying attention to him. He's just going out there and making plays. So, you know, we'll have to have a good plan for him and then go out there and compete against him.
Piggybacking on what Levin said, you as a captain, some of the more veteran guys in the locker room, what can you guys do specifically to make sure a losing streak doesn't go from 2 to 3?
Just play football. I think it's overhyped that, you know, a couple guys that are leaders that played for a while can give a magic speech or something like that. You just got to go play football and make sure everyone's sticking to what we do around here and just keep going. You know, we know how to win. We won games in the past, so make sure everyone sticks to that. And at this time of year, you got to do some extra stuff, whether it be for your body, whether it be preparing. You know, teams now have basically a season's worth of film, so everyone knows what we're doing. We know what everyone else is doing, so you got to just put a little extra time in. But I think we'd be giving that advice no matter the situation. So just making sure everyone sticks to what we do around here.
The mindset is basically the same as if you would have won the last two games as far as the attitude. Can you tell?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we talk about that all the time around here. You know, you guys come and ask, like, the mindset, you know, when we won 6 straight, 7 straight, and it's the same thing. On to the next week, preparing the same way. And, you know, the last two games, I don't think we lost because we didn't prepare or, you know, lack of effort or something or some big change in what we do. So I think that works for us. We got to stick to it and just do it better.
What did you see in Brian Hoyer a few years ago when he was here? I know it was a few years ago, but what did you see in him as a young quarterback at the time?
Well, I was young too, so I looked up to him. He was a leader on the team, obviously behind Brady, but a guy that, you know, when he was in there, you knew he wasn't going to be a guy that got in there and didn't know what he was doing or be unprepared. He was always prepared, ready to go. And I think that's what everyone, you know, his second year is my rookie year. When I came in, he was a leader in the group and a mentor. I think a lot of guys looked up to him for really his hard work and the time he put in as a pro.
How familiar do you think both these teams are with one another because of some of the guys on their personnel staff were here, and you know Vince Wilfork and all those other guys?
Probably, I mean, very familiar when you look at just staff-wise. You got a lot of guys that have coached together and, you know, game plan together and everything. So it'll probably be an interesting game as far as, you know, just from an X and O standpoint. But, you know, once you get out there, the players kind of decide it. So it'll be their guys versus us.
Vince asked you to come down early for the barbecue or anything like that?
Nah, I wish. He would send some food up.
Devin, you're not going against Vince, but kind of crazy to see him in another uniform after 11 years here?
I mean, we'll have to see on Sunday, but it's different, but it still feels similar. I talked to him a good amount, keeping in touch with him. So it'll obviously be different on game day, seeing him on the field in another uniform. But, you know, all that probably goes away after the first kickoff. And but it'll be good to see him and catch up a little bit in person.
Dev, you're such a, obviously, not just a big guy, but a big personality. Was the initial, you know, when he was gone, was there a little bit of a void in his locker room because of that?
I think, yeah, for anybody, you know, all of us, when you're around guys for a good amount of time, you know, you look at like him and Tom here for 10 plus years, you know, me 5 years with a guy, you get used to him. So there's always an adjustment period with any guy that leaves the locker room. I mean, you guys see us, we have guys in here for 1 year, we develop great friendships and we're laughing and joking in the locker room. So it's always an adjustment period. And, you know, with his, it was just a bigger one with him being here so long and how vital he was to the locker room.
With Hopkins, when you have seen teams be able to limit him even a little bit, what have they done to do that?
They've made some plays. You know, sometimes, you know, Hoyer's not a quarterback that he's going to make bad decisions. So, you know, at times, you know, they just cover him well. But it's probably more times where he's making plays and you see guys kind of shutting him down or slowing him down. So That's what's tough. When you turn on the film against these great players, there's not a ton of examples of people shutting them down. So, but, you know, at times I think they've just covered them well and competed against them.
You think some of Tom rubbed off on Brian, you know, learning behind him and when he was ready to spread his own wings, kind of had a good idea what he had to do?
Probably. I mean, I don't know much about quarterback position, but just Hoyer as a competitor, he was always in here, always trying to learn. Him and Tom was always together. So I'm sure he learned a lot from Tom just being here for a couple years.